Alex Garrett.
Well, welcome inside to another edition of Alex Garrett Podcasting. I am, of course, Alex Garrett, and today I have to address this. I have to address a couple of things here. First of all, let me get this music out of my head. First of all, we've seen a bunch of trends. Well, we've seen two big trends on social media, right? And I've participated in at least the Taylor Swift love song. It's a great beat. It really can be used for a lot of different purposes. And I want to have a little fun on there. So on TikTok. So I tried it. I have fun. Then on Instagram and I think Facebook too, we had what's called Challenge Accepted, which is empowering women to post their best selfie, and it's a nice trend. And then I just say, there's other stories that aren't trending, but should be. Okay, this is kind of, at the National Publicity Summit, what my pitch is. Yeah, I like the hashtag that trends too. We have to cover that as well. But what stories are trending that are not trending that should be? What stories are not making your front page of your news feed, of your timeline, of your life outside? And I know we all have a busy life, and I know that these videos, these pictures, these are great escapes from the life we're in right now. But what about this story? And this is why I love Ed Delgado so much. He was on last night for quite a while, actually. You can catch him at the Caramel Conservative. Quite a while he was on. And he basically said the names of an African-American in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Bernal Trammell, or Trammell, who was shot in broad daylight for being a Trump supporter. Is this how we're going to be now? Is that BLM only stands for those who don't support Trump and don't support cops even, or don't even have a small business? Remember, a lot of these minority business owners did get rioted. Where's the outcry of that? Why don't those lives matter, people? They should. So I was very proud that Ed Delgado was shouting out the names of him, and also David Dorn, the officer in St. Louis, who was killed, a black officer. And then as the discussion kept going, I noticed online that they were pausing at 8:46 for George Floyd. Again, Central Time for George Floyd. Again, just like the kneeling, I don't mind it. Kneeling before the anthem, let me specify. I don't mind the kneeling before the anthem. However, still seeing some do it during the anthem really just gets me a little riled up, I have to say it. And so, 8:46, and what do you know, the Twins, who, yes, have had a hell of a ride out there. I mean, their mayor let the city, inner cities crumble, Precinct 3 crumble. They let rioters burn down Ali Velshi's out there. Oh, this is relatively peaceful as the buildings are burning behind him. Are you kidding me? Are you joking with me right now? And I mean, what American could stomach that anarchy, that rioting, that burning? What American could stomach that? And so, that all being said, last night, they do a moment of silence. And then I see they have a huge board namesake for him on the center field wall. Justice for George Floyd. I mean, is it really going too far when we put BLM on these baseball diamonds basketball courts? Like, NBA clearly taking a side, MLB clearly making or the Twins at least, making a statement. Are we really going to go that route of everywhere there's a sign that really just takes a side? Justice, I believe, was done. I know that a couple officers were released early and that was horrible, but the main guy, but they all lost their jobs, firstly. And some would say, well, we need to put them in jail. Yes, they do. But take the little wins first. They lost their jobs for this. The main culprit who need him to death, I mean, there's no other way to say it, is still asking to be let out. I mean, he's in jail. I thought there was justice. But more importantly, when you have that sign out there, it tells me that it goes from honoring George Floyd to we don't give a crud about the Minnesota police that might be barricading the park right now so fans don't come in. We don't give a crud about the Minnesota police. Oh, I forgot. They were disbanded, weren't they? Forgot about that. And I haven't heard much about it since that whole veto-proof ruling, unanimous ruling. So is Minnesota really without a PD right now? That's crazy. And then what also isn't trending as much, because as I said, the news, as we all know, the news loves bad news. But the fact that City Hall here in New York City now looks better, now it's cleaned up. The fact that the cops were finally able to do their job, and now they're guarding City Hall like the UN General Assembly, that should be trending. That, and I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but that President Trump really stiff-armed de Blasio and Cuomo into finally protecting federal buildings? Oh, what a thought, right? What a thought. What a thought to protect our federal buildings. What a thought to not let City Hall get desecrated again. I mean, really, what a thought that is. But then there was this story, and as I saw the Marry Me Juliet Taylor Swift trends going on TikTok, and then I saw the challenge accepted TikTok, Instagram, I really wanted to cover this. 28 states have issued warnings that residents are receiving unsolicited seed packages from China. You read that right. 28 states warning about residents receiving unsolicited seed packets from China. So before you use your front door to do that next TikTok trend, I would say be careful. Be careful the packages you open through that front door. And now,
it used to be really expensive, but oh, then I went to goodrx.com.
You put in the drug you're looking
and
for,
now there's no doubt,
you've got half
people,
a dozen or more choices in front of you of pricing.
There's no doubt that China is trying to do something more sinister, that there is a sinister group that I believe goes beyond all parties here on Alex Garrett Podcasting. China's part of that sinister group. China is part of this whole mess. 28 states. And by the way, don't say, well, Trump's trade war did it. No. You know why? We had to hold them accountable because they were stealing our property for 25 years. We had to hold them accountable because they were stealing our money. They even tried to steal the Chicago Stock Exchange. I'm not kidding you. So, officials in 28 states, according to Janelle Griffith, are urging residents to report any unsolicited packages of seed that appear to have been sent from China because they could be harmful. China seeds. Let's put it China seeds. Really, that's what it's come down to now. Delaware Department of Agriculture said on Monday based on information provided by constituents. The packages were sent by mail and may have Chinese writing on them. All contain some sort of package, seed packet, either alone with jewelry or other inexpensive item. Here, I'm going to link this on my podcast live stream right now because you have to know about this. Yes, it's good to do the trends and have fun and be empowered. But another form of empowerment is to know the actual trends that are affecting us. And now, it may not mean much to you, but to me, 28 states getting issues about unsolicited seeds in a very hot summer where people may want to plant. China also sends seeds, packages from China were also found in Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Washington State, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Some of these seeds have been mailed in white packages displaying Chinese lettering and the words China Post. Others have been sent in yellow. So my point today is be careful. And also be careful when you hear that a Biden Twitter, Obama Twitter, is offering Bitcoin. You just have to buy into it. A hacker made $100,000 through that scam, hack. DC Examiner is calling that a threat to national security. It's calling Twitter now a threat to national security. I mean, on their platform, $100,000 were stolen from actual people who thought the Bitcoin scam on those public pages were legit. I mean, are you kidding me right now? Wow. And then we still got Russians hacking. I'm not kidding you. Garmin, I knew there was more hacking going on from Russia. This time it was against Garmin, the GPS service. Russian hacker Maxim Yakubets is the hacker linked to Garmin outage. Wanted $10 million. So, be careful wherever you are, online, on Twitter, on TikTok. You know, this is the whole thing about TikTok, too, is the reason why people may want it banned is because of the fact people in government might want it banned is because they are stealing our data. And who knows what they're using it for. But, and I mentioned this a long time ago, consent to these data mines have already happened on Facebook, on Twitter, now on TikTok and elsewhere. They've already happened. And so to say now we have to ban TikTok does feel like a bit late, a bit much, considering people really are finding their creative self on TikTok right now. So we'll see where our conversation goes. We've had Secretary Pompeo discuss the idea. Josh Hawley, the senator, discussed the idea. And yet, it's still there. You can still make whatever you want. But just be careful. And if you do get an unsolicited package with Chinese lettering on it, don't open it. Just report it to, I guess, the New York State Department of Agriculture. Then Cuomo can go on a 20-30 minute rant about how these packages are now affecting New York. I mean, could you just imagine that? Now that we've settled the virus, these packages. I can't do a Cuomo, sorry. But he would definitely be on a tear about this. And somehow find it to blame Trump for it. Or blame the New York Post. You know, he was wont to do that this past weekend, blaming the New York Post for the rise of Arizona and Florida. A New York newspaper. Yeah, I know it's online too, but in Arizona and Florida influencing? Unbelievable. Really just crazy to think about. And then the other trend that's going on is there is a serious problem in Major League Baseball right now. And yes, that is being talked about, so it's not like it's not trending. However, I find it hilarious that, not funny, but I do find it funny, that no Philly had gotten any COVID. An employee did, but no actual player. So, who's to say we couldn't have played that game? Anyway, what? Because the Marlins were still in Philly, I think. And so that was the issue. Yanks go to Baltimore tonight. They play there. But I just was like, wait, after all this, no Phillies tested positive. I thought the whole point was to see if they were positive and then play. And even though they're negative, they're going to be postponed until Friday. The Frisch Filet, as I like to call them, the Marlins now, will not be playing through Monday. How they make up these games, I have no idea, to be very real with you. I can't answer that question. I just don't know. But it certainly is a heck of a story to follow. And then, you know, Dr. Fauci and Trump, they've been going back and forth. That was fun to see, because it's like in the morning, Fauci goes on these stations, says everything's great. In the afternoon, Trump goes on these stations, says everything's great. I just want to see them in the same press briefing right now. Talk it out with the media. Take questions together. Even if you don't want the whole task force, just have Fauci and Trump. But I come to you today with this one simple message. When you're enjoying and following the other trends that are going on, don't lose sight of the stories that aren't trending, but should be. Because those stories, that awareness, that can really bring us to bigger and honestly better heights. And if we want to get to new heights, we have to sometimes stop scrolling, start reading these problems going on, and fix them. What an idea. What an idea. Fix the problems. 28 states have this China seed problem. Well, how are we going to fix that? I honestly don't think doing a TikTok or posting a selfie, and as much as empowering that is, will change that. So, to be more on the ball, and maybe, and I'm not saying nobody knew about this, I'm sure people did, but it just seems like when there are massive trends, everything does get put away. And nothing, even when we're trying to escape, nothing should really get out of our mind too much. Just like, I still believe the idea that this virus is done should not be the way of life. We have to be vigilant against it. We can reopen, but we have to be vigilant at the same time, day in, day out, and save more lives. What are your thoughts? Alex.Garrett21 at yahoo.com. Alex.Garrett21 at yahoo.com. I will be back with you soon enough. I promise you that. I definitely want to have some guests on soon. Kick back up the interview process. And take it from there. So have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.